Hey guys, welcome to Brainiac. Today, we're going to be talking about things in space.
Welcome. I'm going to be talking about meteoroids. Meteoroids are rock-like objects that float around space in an orbit around the sun, just like normal planets. They can range in size from a molecule all the way up to about 350 feet. If it's larger than 350 feet, it's called an asteroid. They become meteors once they enter any planet's atmosphere and they start to burn up. When we see these, we call them shooting stars. If one manages to make it to the ground, it's called a meteorite. Most meteoroids are made of silicates like silicon and oxygen. They can also be made of metals like iron and nickel. They're incredibly common all over the solar system, especially the tiny grain of sand-sized ones. Most meteoroids are formed when two larger asteroids collide, sending chunks out of their regular orbit. Some are formed by comets shedding pieces, and a very small percentage of them are formed when they break off from other celestial objects like the moon. This has been Meteoroids.
This segment is going to be about asteroids. To talk about asteroids, we first have to understand where the name came from. For that, we have to go back to the late 1700s. Scientists and astronomers were studying the planets and realized that there was a large gap between Mars and Jupiter. Scientists desperately wanted there to be a planet in between to simply explain the distance between them. Later that century, a small dot was spotted between the two planets using a telescope, giving scientists what they always wanted. At least, that's what they thought. Soon later, another small dot was discovered, then another. It was beginning to be pretty obvious that a whole new category of space was beginning to form. This category was named asteroids, which literally means star-like. Today, millions of asteroids have been discovered in space between Mars and Jupiter. This area is known as the main belt for asteroids. Asteroids come in three groups. About 3/4 of asteroids are carbon-based, meaning that they have loads of carbon in them, and that's what they're mostly made up of. About 13% of asteroids are silicon-based, which also means that they have lots of silicon in them, and that's what they're mostly made of. The last 8% are made of miscellaneous metals, such as iron, nickel, and other things. In some famous space movies, you might see brave pilots attempting to fly through an asteroid field to escape their enemy. This is factually incorrect. First of all, the size of the asteroids are way off. Most asteroids can be over 300 kilometers in diameter and very far apart. Odds are, if you would stand on an asteroid, you probably wouldn't be able to see another asteroid with just your eye.
Talking about comets. Comets are freezing balls of frozen gases, rock, and dust that are left over from the formation of the universe. A comet has four visible parts: the nucleus, the coma, the ion tail, and the dust tail. A nucleus is a solid body. They are normally about 12 miles in diameter. That's about the size of like a small town.
Very solid. So solid that it could hit you.
As the comet's orbit draws it closer to the sun, it heats up. The comet then releases gases and dust. The comet is the gases and dust that make up a cloud around the nucleus. It's like the kind of glowing part you see in front of it. The dust tail is formed from the dust particles that are blown off the comet. The ion tail is just more gases getting evaporated off the comet. There are likely billions of comets in our solar system.
Billions? That's like more than 100.
By the time of this recording, we only know it's 3,668.
Thanks for listening to Brainiac. You can listen to more of our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to check out our website, brainiacscience.org, and subscribe to Coach Wien on YouTube. He makes cool videos about science. Stay tuned for more episodes.